This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Brasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand are leaving for Italy today, leading a Nepali delegation to participate in the United Nations food system. Supreme Court issues mandamus order to release Communications Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut arrested in his alleged connection with Lalita Niwas land scam. Nation observing the 41st BP Memorial Day today, and they toll due to flood in Indian state of Maharashtra reaches 20 dozen still missing. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is set to embark on a visit to Italy today, leading a Nepali delegation to participate in the United Nations Food Systems Summit plus two stock-taking moment UNFSS plus two in Rome. The prestigious event is scheduled to take place from July 24th to July 26th. Accompanying the Prime Minister on this visit will be his daughter, Ganga Dahal, along with Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Beduram Pusal, and Member of the National Planning Commission, Jayakant Raut. As confirmed by Prime Minister's press advisor Gobinda Acharya and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, several other senior government officials are also expected to be the part of the delegation. As chair of the Least Developed Countries LDC Group, Prime Minister Dahal will address the official opening session of UNFSS Plus 2 on July 24th. The event will focus on various pressing issues related to food systems, including the critical agenda of school meals and practical food system transformation scheduled for July 25th. The Supreme Court has ruled out the conditions for putting Government Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut into custody for investigation into his alleged involvement in the Lalita Niwas land procurement scandal. A division bench of Justices Prakash Tungana and Nokul Subedi issued mandamus order to release Raut on general date and continue investigation against the charge by prohibiting him to leave the country until the investigation is over. Raut was recently arrested on the charge over forgery of government signature and documents in course of registering the public land into the names of individuals. Then, Raut filed a writ of habeas corpus in the court. However, the Supreme Court annulled the writ of habeas corpus filed by Sudhir Kumar Shah, Min Bahadur Gurung, Dharma Prasad Gautam and Tikaram Khimire in the same case. Meanwhile, with the Supreme Court's decision, Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Krishna Bahadur Raut, has been allowed to resume his work at the ministry. A divisional bench of Justice Tua Prakash Tungana and Nakul Subedi allowed Secretary Raut to carry on his job with the decision to investigate the case keeping him in bail. The court, however, did not allow him to go outside the country territory until the conclusion of the investigation. Today, the nation observes the 41st BP Memorial Day, honoring the remarkable contributions of the first elected Prime Minister, Bisheshwar Prasad BP Koirala, to the nation. BP Koirala, a towering figure in Nepali politics and literature, dedicated his life to the establishment of democracy in the country. Born on Bhadra 24th, 1971, Vikram Sambat, he tragically succumbed to cancer on Shravan 6, 2039, Vikram Sambat. Koirala's political journey culminated in his election as Prime Minister in Jyeshtha 2016, Vikram Sambat, following Nepal's first ever parliamentary elections in 2015, Vikram Sambat. Koirala led the Nepali Congress to a resounding two-thirds majority in the 2015 Vikram Sambat general elections. Apart from his political prowess, BP Koirala also left an indelible mark in the field of literature. His literary legacy includes over 1.5 dozen acclaimed creations such as Teen Ghumti, Modiyain, Hitler Rayahudi, Sumnima and Narendra Dai. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed all concerned agencies to be serious about cyber security. In a meeting held with concerned ministries and heads of four security agencies at his office in Singh Darbar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal met the direction to strengthen the security system, keeping cyber security at priority. National Security Advisor of the National Security Council, Sankar Das Bairagi, said the head of the government also pointed out the possibility of challenges to national security due to weak cyber security. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal was briefed by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Nepal Police and Nepal Army regarding the works being carried out on cyber security situation in Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajeshwastha has carried out a monitoring of the airport management, the luggage checking and goods import process at the Tribhuvan International Airport. His inspection came after a team of the Revenue Investigation Department on Wednesday seized around 100 kilograms of smuggled gold, which was being taken in a taxi after passing through the airport checking. In his brief remarks after the monitoring, Home Minister Shrestha stressed on coordination and carrying out works in an integrated way among the airport bodies concerned rather than pointing out fingers at one another for the weaknesses. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha expressed the commitment get down to the root of this and take action against the culprits in connection to the gold smuggling. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says the government has been taking tough stance against corruption. Addressing a program organized by the Nepal Telecom Provincial Directorate, Madhesh Province in Janakpur Dham of Dhanusa District yesterday, Minister Sharma claimed that the government's actions against corruption to ensure good governance had bothered many people. On a different note, Minister Sharma said that the government had resolved the citizenship-related issues in Tarai Madhesh by introducing the Citizenship Bill. She added that the government had formed a powerful commission to deliver justice to the victims of loan sharks. Minister Sharma stressed the need for making the telecom service qualitative, reliable and affordable. A grant agreement of more than 10.5 billion rupees has been signed between the government of Nepal and the European Union for enhancing the quality of school education and climate change initiative. During a program organized at the Finance Ministry at Singh Darbar yesterday, a grant agreement equivalent to 7.38 billion rupees for quality education for all to support the school education sector plan was signed by the two sides. Likewise, another grant agreement of 3.25 billion rupees for the local adaptation to climate change initiative was also signed. Finance Secretary Arjun Prasad Pokhrel and EU Ambassador to Nepal Nona Duprey signed the agreement. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has decided to honour four persons with the BP Koirala National Award. The selected personalities are senior politicians Kul Bahadur Gurung and Thundi Raz Paudel under the political philosophy and Devi Prasad Upadhyay Regmi and Giri Raz Acharya on the literature. The award will be handed to them on the 22nd of July amid a function at the BP Museum in Sundarizal on the occasion of the Memorial Day of BP Koirala. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. 20 people have died and more than 100 are still trapped after a massive landslide hit a village in the western Indian state of Maharashtra. According to BBC, the landslide occurred in Ishalwadi village in Raigad district on Wednesday night and flattened out several homes. Rescue efforts have resumed after they were halted on Thursday night due to heavy rain. Officials say the disaster spot is located on a hilltop and tough terrain is hindering rescue operations. Around 105 people are still missing, the Maharashtra government has said. A series of climate records on temperature, ocean heat and Antarctic sea have alarmed some scientists who say their speed and timing is unprecedented. Dangerous heat waves sweeping Europe could break further records, according to the UN. It is hard to immediately link these events to the climate change because weather and Earth's oceans are so complex. Studies are on the way, but scientists already fear some worst-case scenarios are unfolding. The Earth is in uncharted territory now due to global warming from burning fossil fuels, as well as heat from the first El Nino warming natural weather system since 2018, says Imperial College London climate science lecturer Dr. Paolo Kepi. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places over the Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda leaving for Italy today, leading a Nepali delegation to participate in the United Nations Food System Summit. Supreme Court issues mandamus order to release Communication Secretary Krishna Bahadur Rout, arrested in his alleged connection with Lalita Nivas land scam. Nation observing the 41st BP Memorial Day today. And they told due to flood in Indian state of Maharashtra reaches 20 dozens still missing. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in. Before mornings and online programs, stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.